For what I do, I tell you the symptoms of possession, and then if you can tell me where you live, I might can put you in contact with the exorcist. Or, I mean, there's a lot of areas that don't have exorcists. Or there's also areas that have exorcists that don't believe in Satan. They don't believe in demons. They don't believe in possession. They believe that if you think you're possessed, you're really schizophrenic. I had a case like that in New Jersey. It would have been 12 or 13 years ago. And I was going to be in that area. So I met with the family. And the son was 19 years old. And he was supposed to be possessed. And the mother said that every day she would put holy water on his bedroom door, the sign of the cross. Whenever he got home, he would punch the door exactly where that cross had been, but you can't see it now, it dried. And one day she put holy oil all around the entire door, like the edge of the door, all the way around it, and then put the sign of the cross in the middle of it. He comes in, he sees the door, and he can't go inside his room. He can't penetrate the holiness of the door. So he yanks it off the hinges and breaks it in half and then throws it in the hallway and goes in his room. So then she puts on an outside storm door. So, to break that in half, you've got to have the power of a level 5 hurricane. Yeah. Kid comes in, looks at the door, yanks it off the hinges and bends it. And I was like, all right, that's pretty strong. So then she puts a regular door back on, and she keeps blessing it on the outside of the door. And he comes home from school, and she introduces him to me. He won't shake my hand. He just walks down the hallway. Well, I follow him down the hallway into his room, and I'm talking to him. And he stands there and stares at a St. Benedict crucifix on the wall. And I said, what are you doing? And he stares at it for almost a minute, and the St. Benedict medal in it popped out and hit the floor. And he's not touching it. And then he looks at me and smirks and levitates about 6 inches off the floor and levitates out of the room, down the hallway. When he gets back to the living room, he levitates about 20 feet off the ground until he hits the space between the ceiling and the wall, and he collapses on the ground and he's asleep. And I was like, all right, so he's clearly possessed. That's a sign of possession. Yeah. I'll see if I can get him some help. There's an exorcist in her diocese. He doesn't believe in possession. And the next day, the mom was at work. The boy went outside naked and watered the flowers. And the neighbors called the police and said, our neighbor is standing outside watering the plants naked. So the police showed up, talked to him, and they said he seemed normal. He just didn't realize he was outside naked. And so they took him to the, mental health facility. And the mom's not allowed to go in and see him, but a religious person can. So she calls the exorcist and tells him, my son ended up in the mental health facility, and they say you're allowed to go see him, but I can't. Can you come see my son? He was like, certainly. So he shows up. Very nice man, but doesn't believe in exorcism or possession. So he goes in to see her son. About 5 minutes later, he runs out. His hair is matted to his forehead. He's covered in sweat. His face is red and flush, and he screams, your son is schizophrenic, and he runs out the door. And I said, it doesn't sound like your son is schizophrenic. It sounds like your priest saw something that he couldn't explain, and schizophrenia was the answer. So then she heard from the mental health people, and he spent about 30 days in there, and people didn't want to go in his room, because they'll walk in there and he's sitting on the wall 10 feet off the ground, like he's sitting on a chair, but there's no chair there. And he's on the wall near the ceiling. Sometimes he crawls across the ceiling and he freaks people out.
I can imagine.
I call the priest, I call the exorcist, and I said I thought he was possessed. Did you see when you saw him in the room? And he says, it was no big deal. I just walked in and saw him. I said, but you ran out. He goes, I was in a hurry. I was like, really? So he claims he didn't see anything unusual. And I said, well, I saw a symptom of schizophrenia that I couldn't explain. I said, perhaps you could tell me, what sign of schizophrenia allows somebody to levitate? Because he levitated out of his room and down the hallway and into the living room and hit the ceiling and then passed out. And he asked me if I had ever been diagnosed with schizophrenia. And I said, no, I have not. But I appreciate you asking. And I said, but I don't see how that if I had schizophrenia, I would see someone else do that. And, you know, so he couldn't explain that either. And he has never seen anyone levitate. And I said, well, you would see it if you hung out with this boy more often, because he does it regularly. His mom says he does it every day. I witnessed him doing it. You know, and he says, I don't believe that. I think he's schizophrenic. And I said, well, again, I'm asking, what sign of schizophrenia allows you to levitate? Because the only thing I know that does that is either you're a saint or you're possessed. And he's no saint. You know, and it ended up, we got permission from the bishop to get him exorcism in another place by somebody else, because the priest that was exorcising him said that he's not possessed, he's schizophrenic. And I talked to the bishop and I said, wouldn't you like to get this is somebody from your diocese. Would you like to give him help or not? Because right now it seems like you're not wanting to help him. And I wouldn't think that's the reputation you would want to have as the bishop. You know, and he agreed with that.
I'm surprised they would even use that title of an exorcist if they didn't believe in it. But I guess there's some out there that do.
The bishop in that diocese got an exorcism in their diocese because the Pope had said that he wanted one in every diocese. And he thought that if he got an exorcist, he could then get a favor from the Pope.